Girl number one. Girl.
Testing.
Honey.
Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Let me
get girl number two, Cheryl. Cheryl. Girl number two. Number two. You're the R duty? No, she's still got those dots like the Mexicans.
Nade?
Yeah. Hi. Hi, honey.
Man.
Squish?
Man.
Yeah.
What? Why is Charity's fiance so young?
Do you know? Did you read the story? Do you know that her ex-husband, that's the son of her ex-husband?
What?
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
The son of her ex-husband?
Yeah, like that fat girl, her daughter, is that guy's dad.
Her ex-son, her ex-son-in-law?
Yeah.
Wait, is it her son?
No, it's like her ex's son. It's fucked up. Oh, I forget. You got to read it. Griselda's the expert on that.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. A good morning, happy Sunday, and blessed pound zone.
What is that thing on her? She's got pig feet. Thanks, Cheryl, for the blessings. Now,
can you describe for people at home that aren't watching this amazing 1080p?
Well, Dr. Now's garden is operating on Charity. Well, he's getting ready to. My question is, why didn't they put roller skates on her wings? I think it would have been much easier for her to walk if she had roller skates on each wing, and then she would have been able to walk.
And why can't this old man afford English lessons?
Dr. Now's garden?
Yeah, no one corrects his English.
Well, and also, why does he have a hunchback if he's such a great surgeon?
Good morning, Deborah.
Morning.
All right, let's get some money flowing. Sorry, we got to get money before we have a discussion.
Oh. Okay. Bitches. I want to ask Debbie how she is on this Sunday.
We don't care yet. We need money, right, Deborah? Deborah needs a watch. Deborah has a naked wrist, and so do I. Now.
Me too.
The thing of it is, speak up, Cheryl. I can't hear you loud enough. Goddamn cunt.
You're just a little girl.
GDC. I mean GDK. Hello? Scrotum?
Okay.
Louder.
Mailchimp.
With your new, did you keep the Mac or did you get an AirBook like I told you, turd?
I got an AirBook and now my USB-C has that malware and I can't do anything. Oh, Lord.
Malware.
So much malware.
Malware.
How's this? Is this loud?
It's better.
You better
now.
Is this Piolo? Is it Piolo?
Yeah.
Better.
Cuda.
You won.
Why is there a commercial on my goddamn Ustream? They get more and more frequent, I swear. There was some vegetarian bullshit.
Pickle. Well, man, if you use Firefox, I think we've covered this already.
Oh, no, we're not going to go there. No.
It's called AdBlock Plus.
They have hunches. That's manly to have a hunch.
All of the ads.
Can't hear you.
It took me years of skepticism and saying, aha, I got you now because you're wrong, and then finding out that she was right, which really kind of ticked me off.
Well,
I heard a rumor that Sylvia Brown made a reservation at a restaurant the other day and then canceled.
I seen that. That was from Dylan. And Dylan sent me an awful recording of you. Okay.
What?
Dylan, I think isn't that Dan Glada? Whatever, what is his name? Dylan M. Period. He sent me this.
Nigger. It's not me.
It's Deborah. Who does that sound like to you?
I played the fifth.
You. Ugh. Anyway, we need money because Cheryl is causing us to have a lawsuit here at East Radio.
Yeah.
People are suing us for discriminatory.
I literally can't even.
Racial profile.
You recanted?
No.
Did you say you recant?
Wait.
You can't?
Are we supposed to be recanting?
No. Because we didn't do it. Cheryl did it. Cheryl is.
So. Okay. Well, I will fix it.
Madge,
yeah,
what
honey,
do you think about Hillary Rodham clitoris?
Who cares?
Hasn't announced yet.
Yeah, why is she running for something? I had no idea.
She's announcing later today, ain't she?
She knows her shit, really. I mean, look at the Washington Post article. Like, she knows her economics, and she wants to get people in America, like, paid sick leave. In order, her idea to improve the economy is to improve workers' conditions and stuff, which is
That's
awesome.
That's a bad idea. No. Sounds. You know, the people making my food, if they're sick, they need to be working. Calling.
Right.
Chipotle.
And then I'll take time off, and then go to Chipotle, and I'll get the biggest blowout ever. Make audio.
Clairaudient means you can see your guy or hear your guy.
Clairaudient means you can hear the duty audio.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
I made a nice duty squirt for you, and now I don't know where I poke it.
The tunnel's crowded.
What?
You're right.
What's this? Is this a prayer? What is this?
I've got you, Cheryl. Doing harm to yourself and harm to others. I bind you, Cheryl. Doing harm to
Somebody
yourself
did show
and
prayer.
Harm to others. I bind you, Cheryl.
Debbie. There. If we call no abort, which we're definitely not because
we didn't get enough money.
It's Sunday and we don't do that anymore.
No, and we didn't get enough money to call them.
What's that man's name? He's probably working.
Homer?
Yeah, I called him the other day.
I thought Homer works for a different hotline.
What? Did you record it?
Yeah.
You did?
It's in the car, but yeah, and I recorded another call where I called the hotline.
It's in the car?
And spoke to this wonderful Mormon.
Oh. A moron?
Mormon.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I just realized I'm on the VPN. I got to disconnect. This might glitches.
But how come it's so good? It doesn't matter.
All right, fine. I'll leave it on the VPN then. But if it glitches, it's manly to have a hunch. I know they fixed my Comcast after I bitched about it. Now I have, well, I don't even want to jinx it.
Yeah.
My 480, 2080p.
Working so bad. Yeah. You're just getting by.
We're on our way home. On our way home. Fat, 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 fat. We're on our way home. Hello? It's manly to have a hunch. Where's that Angels? I wanted to find the Angels clip of Sylvia to go with this nice video. Let me see, Angels. Don't talk or anything while I'm trying to find the fucking video.
You're talking about Wings of an Angel?
I'm talking about, it's just Wings. No, it's Angels. Angels, 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 Angels.
Well, that should be hard to find.
Angels,
Wait, Debbie, angels, maybe before angels. We devolve into this thing. We should ask Debbie.
Devolve.
How long can you grum for today? Because if we're going to waste all of our time playing the same old clips.
Oh, you're a little cunt, aren't you? Aren't you 45
cunt? 45 more minutes.
Little bitch. Lord. What a little bitch.
It's a short grum.
Oh, you're
a
little cunt.
I tried to get y'all to grum later this evening, but somebody wasn't able.
I got to be up early for the daycare center.
Sylvia Brown's Book of Angels. Yeah. Oh, fuck me. This isn't the one I wanted. Oh, no. Uh-uh.
What?
Never mind.
And I have to welcome you. I'm so glad that you're all here today.
This is not a repeat, bitch.
Such a bitch. Angels have always been
somewhat
of a phenomena. When I wrote my book, I did an awful lot of research.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have a
and the one thing that I found that was so amazing is right straight across the board.
But I need money.
Whether it was
shitting would be great.
Whether you were Protestant, whether you were Catholic,
whether you were a nun or double jointed anyway.
Whether you were Taoist. All religions,
are you Taoist?
Bar none, believe in angels. Now that's something to say. Because you get one little tiny dogma. And everybody will argue about it. No one seems to argue about angels. They seem to sort of float above everything spiritually. Buddha had them. They talk about Buddha being surrounded by angels when he talked on the mount like our Lord did.
Our Lord.
We hear about our Lord having angels.
Our Lord had angels.
The Hindus have angels. And of course, the Protestants have angels. The Bible has angels.
Somebody to do something for
all the holy books mention angels.
What? I think Brian T needs to leave you alone.
Oh, he's like a stalker now.
We don't have to go through all the filings, but there's archangels.
He's always trying to interview me. I'm like, virtues, what? I don't
there's
have
cherubim,
anything.
Seraphim.
I don't have interviews. I don't understand.
But the big ones, the that's big what ones. We're going to talk about, are the thrones
we have abortions
and principalities. The thrones, apparently, are thrones. Mother God's army. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Now we have the
of
angels
and Sylvia. Of course, you've got to. You don't have to believe, but reasonably,
I mean, charity.
Not out of faith.
I mean,
I'm so
but just stop and think. If we're made in the image and likeness
an
of God,
ambulance.
Who made...
Yeah, so is charity.
And I have a crew of eight people. How can that? How is this? Who
they the show pays for it, you dumbass.
And for her to stay in the hospital for months at a time, that is so expensive. Is Obama?
Yeah, it's part of Obamacare.
And paid for.
Well, you know what I think it is? I was thinking about this yesterday as I lay myself down to sleep. I think that what they do is they actually make people get fat in order to be on the grum so they can get money for their food stanks. So, like, they have a person, like, Charity was only, like, 200 pound. And they said, we want you on a grum because you look like a good candidate for angel wings.
And we need wings.
Right. So we'll give you this money and you'll be on the grum, but you have to eat all of this fried food. And then they gave her vat after vat of Crisco and Cooking Earl and a big Fry Daddy, and they made her eat all that. So.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Should I try to D for you?
See yeah, you yeah, try, it, try, it, try, sure.
Okay.
Wow. I'm being stalked by a real life person, too. Great.
Oh, in real life also?
Yeah.
Nice.
Very stalked. Oh, let's shut up so Cheryl can shut.
I'm going to turn off the ambient noise right now.
Yeah, turn that off.
Yeah.
Get it close to your duty hole.
Should we set the mode?
No, be quiet. We need to be able to isolate it later.
What do you mean?
Shh.
Okay, hold on.
Shh.
I hear birds.
Chirpy noise. Whoa.
Somebody's loose.
That was a good one. Loose. Shh.
Oh no.
Shh. 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 Shh.
I think that's all there is for now.
Well, that was very nice, I think.
I'm going to name them.
Oh, a naming. No, this is
it.
Special. This is
oh, it's dance.
Man.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I eat Sally, that happens.
Who is Sally?
You can do it.
Who's Sally, honey? Hunty.
Field.
Is that you eat out Sally Fields?
Yeah. I'm going to sit here, and if I feel like there's some more, I'll let you know.
You can. We got to set the mood.
Now, Matt,
yeah,
did you
let us know.
Get a good recording of that?
Yeah, of course I did. Sure.
Oh.
I can isolate it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that might be a good one. I mean,
it was a good one for no abortion. I should have sampled it in real time, but I didn't think of that. Can you do it again? Can you do it again?
Excuse me?
Can you do it again?
I have to save up a little bit.
What did you do, shit that you just shat?
So I had some very spicy Chinese food. Kung Pao chocolate. Very spicy, very greasy. I had a Sally.
Sally Field. Did you have a sissy spacek too?
Was this all Asian Chinese?
Yeah.
Asian no. Chinese. What other kind of Chinese is there? European Chinese?
Okay, let me try this again. Please hold.
I'm putting little titles on as our topics change. That's what Howard Stern does.
Touch. Be quiet.
What's this noise? Deborah, turn it off. We have to be able to isolate. Don't shit yet, Cheryl. Don't shit yet. I'm going to capture it. Go ahead. Now you can shit.
Try. Want me to try?
Yes, try.
Okay. don't know.
Good. Want me to try?
Okay.
Okay, let me see if I got it. Good.
Hold on. I'm gonna try.
Hold on.
Spicy pebbles. Okay. It's all you get. Let me hold.
Hold on, I'm trying to isolate. That was one part.
I'm gonna try. Okay. I'm gonna try. No, you need to get the other one, Mange.
Okay, but I can't do it while we're still recording, though.
But, that was an amazing one. Oh no. I looked at the thing, man.
What happened?
Oh, it's an explosion. I hope I got a donation for that.
Would you explain your duty while I check donations? Like, describe
the duty? I need to get a repair.
You need
Cheryl.
To get...
Cheryl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember.
I'm calling.
Remember.
Everybody wanna hear a song, and gotta wash your hands and sing along.
Wash, wash, wash your hands. Wash your hands and sing along.
Come on, wash your hands, Cheryl.
It's a nice piano there, or whatever.
Keep your hands nice and clean. Keep your hands germ-free. Wash, wash, wash your hands. Wash your hands and sing along.
Deborah, where did you get that? Were you hanging out at Cheryl's daycare center?
She sings it to the kids.
Wash your hands.
Madge's niece needs that and her grandpappy.
Shut up. You mean Wanda Wisdom's niece?
Yeah. Grandpappy.
Wanda looks like she works at the daycare now.
Oh, my Lord.
Who, Wanda?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
what happened to her? Oh, she has that mustache, the porn stache.
Yeah. Loaf.
Loaf? Loaf of fat?
Remember that sound when the loaf is coming out? Goes.
Yeah, I remember it pretty well. Push, push in the bush. Push, push in the bush. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Chuckling. Right. Chuckling. Live D. Lord. Yeah, I do this. I thought that you knew this. Can't
stand no haters and honest that you did. Yeah.
That kind of sounds like Margarita or whatever her name is. The black one that kept answering.
Looks like we only got one donation.
What?
Today's Beckle. Wow.
Good thing it's enough for 3 iWatches.
Yeah. Well,
I want an Apple
the good
watch.
The good news is we don't have to call any abortion. Doesn't Edith know that we're drumming? She usually is so into it. Oh, she's all about Hillary today. All about fucking Hillary. Oh, and Brendan gave us. Oh no, we got more than that. We got some money.
We haven't got money in years.
Well, you don't grum, cunt.
Yeah, so there should be like back interest and nope. Like. CDs and...
Nope.
CD? DVD? DVD?
Investment, FICOs.
FICA? You know what? I got a 1099 on Friday after I already submitted taxes.
From the dorm?
No, that's the thing. It's from a law firm that I did some contract work for. I'm like, and I told him that. I said the only person that's been this late with a 1099 has been Dee Dee. Mm-hmm.
So what like, do? Are they going to get fined for that?
Oh, so you didn't claim? I won't even ask you questions. I don't even want to know the answers. Because why would that be a problem, man?
Because you have to revise the fucking taxes.
Oh, because you didn't report it? Oh,
we're not supposed to.
Of course,
to talk
I reported it.
Kind of stuff.
You have to put on the 1099 thing and shut up.
Yep. Just play.
Do you want me to see if there's a Kidz Bop song about 1099?
Yeah. Please do.
I said to my mother the other night, white people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seemed to want to go to the restroom.
Judy Garland died in the restroom.
I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just wanted to get there.
Who died? What?
Judy Garland died because she tripped in the bathroom. She was looking for her pills. Now she flushed her Valium.
I didn't know that. I'm not gay or anything. How would I know anything about Judy Garland? You know, facts about Judy Garland are very rare in the gay community. You just never know what she, you know, people don't ever talk about her. That's a problem. All right, let's see here.
Yeah.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Quiet on the set.
Died in the bathroom.
Quiet on the set.
Going.
Pray.
Just pray.
Judy Garland had two clits.
We need to see if this guy's coming.
How can I do it? Hello?
I'm looking for some prayer about a pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
For my daughter.
Okay, what's her name?
Laura.
Her last name?
Garland.
And does she need shelter? She's pregnant?
I'm not. Yes, she is pregnant.
Do you need shelter? Wow.
So many. It's hard to hear you. I hear a bunch of babies.
Do you need sheltering, ma'am?
Yes.
Where are you located at?
I'm sorry, honey. It's hard to hear because there's so many.
No, it's no worries about around me. Do you need area do you live at?
I ain't crazy. I heard a bunch of kids.
Okay, you don't hear them no more though.
But I did.
Okay, and now you don't. So do you need help finding shelter?
Yeah. Yes.
What location are you?
I hear him again.
Do you need shelter, ma'am? Yes or no?
Yes, I keep telling
what
you.
What area do you need shelter?
It's hard for me to hear you. It's
I'm
like
telling you what shelters.
Oakland D Park, 33309. I guess I'll die. Is that an abortion clinic? I see the lights. Do I just fall out?
You stupid bitch. What
she
the fuck are you doing?
Hung up when I played the
she
music.
Did not hang up. Her thing was still on the thing holder.
No.
Yeah. Cheryl.
She just had one of those old phones.
You started playing the music when she was still on the phone.
Okay, well, call her back. I'll tell her I accidentally started my Judy Garland collection DVD set that I bought from Time Life magazine.
And that you need shelter and that you should stop hurting her kids.
There is an abortion clinic near me where there always are protesters.
Go ahead.
So I was going to say you could say you went there, but there were protesters.
Yeah, but you wanted a spa treatment.
Oh, my. I hung up because all I could hear was kids. Apparently you did, too. I'm sure the brushing of the teeth didn't make her scare.
Call her back.
I don't understand why you don't see that she hadn't hung up yet. She just wasn't talking.
She hung up because you can hear it, man.
I didn't hear it. I was brushing my teeth.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why she hung up.
Oh, yeah. It had nothing to do with the fact that you just kept playing Judy Garland or nothing.
Listen, Madge.
Listen.
Nothing wrong with Judy.
Nosegarden.
Nose Garden?
What are we calling?
We're calling Dr. Nose Garden. Huh? Well, this is a nice number you called me. Deborah, this number you gave me, it's just going dot, 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 dot. Ooh.
I mean, look, you want
to
sure.
I can't get to the phone. So leave a message and I'll call you back.
Who?
Doctor.
Hi, if you can answer. It's me from the chat line.
If you are satisfied with your message, no. Press 1.
No,
to
no you're not satisfied.
Message. Press 2 to erase and message review.
Hi, you can answer.
Deborah, that's
me
not a...
the chat line.
It's not the screening kind. You have to call back. We have to call back. I have to call back.
If you are satisfied with your message,
oh,
press
off.
1 to listen.
True.
So let's call back.
Why didn't Elzarden kill Red Fatty?
He didn't kill her. What are you talking about?
He did.
Is he the same one that operated on Red Fatty?
He does all the Fatty grunts.
In a universe with Red Fatty.
Dogs.
Yeah, we got to listen to this dead air. Leave us. How did you fit you with PC? How did he fill you with feces? How did he fill you with feces, man?
And I'll call you back.
No.
God damn it. Let Sylvia do it.
By the name of Azra, which is very close to Asna. I'm sure that our founding fathers, our pioneers in religion, didn't want, but most of the time, we don't know this on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, we say, no, I'm not ready. If it's a conscious level, like I had on my death experience, and I actually was accompanied by angels through the tunnel when I was on an operating table, and I almost got to my grandmother, and then I heard somebody way back in the operating room.
Well, maybe she want to suck a dog dick.
The word need you was all I needed to hear, and I was snapped back in. And I remember my angels accompanying me back. So when you get down and you feel bad, and you think no one loves you, first of all, you must realize that God loves you unconditionally, more than you ever know. And so does Mother God. And so your angels came back and God bless you. And God love you, because you know that I do.
Well, we should have some church open this morning. Just saying.
I just now hung up. Thanks.
You know what I just thought? I think that guy was trolling me. Because in the audio recordings, he was acting crazy. And then when we called him, you heard how he talked. He talked normal.
I think we should call the FCC on him.
Because he made me talk dirty to him. But he's like, I'm like, so how do you want me to talk dirty? And he was like, I don't know, just say like how you would make me clean your house. So I'm like, what? Really? He's like, yeah. So I had to come in and act like he was cleaning my house and I was mad.
Call him.
What do we call him?
Poor.
Don't fuck it up.
Hello?
Hi. I called back. I moved to another room and got a different phone. But I need shelter.
Okay, what city and state located at?
33309. Yeah, this phone's a lot better. I don't hear any babies. 33309, Oakland Park, Florida.
What state you're located in?
Floridia.
Florida?
Florida, yes. Are you in a car?
No, I can give you numbers so you can call.
Okay. That's fine. It helped me out a lot, me being homeless and nowhere to go and pregnant.
How many months pregnant you are?
4.
Or are you contemplating abortion?
Yes. Because right now, looking at my options, it seems like it'd be a viable choice.
So what's your first and last name, Miss?
Laura.
Your first and last name?
Judy. Garland.
Bitch. Laura what? Judy. Great name. Jesus
Christ. Hey,
Frederick Bogard.
Bogard.
Why is she in the car? They got a mobile TriCaster.
Did you see that there's a Petco is selling a doggy selfie cam or selfie stick now?
What?
Yeah. Oh, Griselda gave me a selfie stick for Krimmy.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah. Her birthday, Krimmy.
Why do you need a selfie stick, Uncle?
I don't know.
Because?
Because I'm Asian. Any other questies?
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
I spelled myself a selfie stick.
Okay, now, we're going to get serious.
Yeah, we are. Definitely. Okay, here we
Let's
go.
Let's look at Utah Church.
Now, you're going to ask these people to find your brooch.
Okay.
And okay. It's an Apple brooch, and Nicole Kidman gave it to you.
Okay.
It's in the bathroom. Go ahead and do it. You'll be fine. They can't trace.
Whoops. Wow.
Turn that fucking shit off.
I'm sorry, Madge, but it's hard when you're disabled and you don't have an Apple Watch and you don't know you're getting alerted because you're deaf and blind.
Well, then your wrist would buzz. Like Leo's wrist.
Thank you for calling the Scientology Volunteer Ministers International Office. You can't come to the phone right now,
Fuck
but please
you.
Leave your name, oh, telephone okay, number, sir, and a message, and we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello. I came in there for one of the things. What was it called? Were they testing me with the wires?
Sorry.
And I seemed to...
I hung up. Oh, I mean, I all thought I did.
Why? Because they're going to come get you?
No,
because
I don't want to waste it on a machine. Sorry, Deborah. Sure. Let's see. Scientology.
Madge, they're going to come get you.
Oh, shut
Literally.
Up.
Literally.
Sure.
Find out that you're really a...
Well, I need discipline.
You're really a woman.
What? Let's see. Oh, here. Let's call the one in L.A. Doesn't somebody have this fucking phone number? Jesus Christ. We need a real number, not this fucking bullshit. Or what's this? We need a lesson. Here. Here we go. This is the San
Maybe
Francisco
if you didn't
one.
Have Thetans clearing up mine.
Aren't they Thetans? Clear.
What, can you fry those Thetans? Does Chansey have a lot of Thetans? Is that why she's so big?
Okay, come Ink. On. Shh, shh.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Sissy. I was in there the other day. I was walking by and y'all had like a reading.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you right now. You have to call back later.
What? Ma'am.
What?
Bitch.
With all that money, you can't buy better phones?
We're calling her back. We're going to call her back until she fucking... answers your goddamn... Speak up loudly, though, right away, as soon as she answers.
They're busy.
Shh.
Taking money.
Just say, like, I need a course. Something that means they're going to get money. My husband told me I could get a course here that would help me. I got too much money. Burning a hole in my pocket. What the fuck? Why is it taking so fucking long?
Because they're already en route to your house, Madge.
I have a gated community.
So and they have to
get through, they'll have to be armed with cheeseburgers to get through my security. Excuse me? I don't understand what that means. I'm like Howard Stern. I have writers.
I ain't got no time.
I don't make these jokes.
Got my mind on my money.
Oh, I love when Charity tries on her pretty new outfits with her newly removed angel wings. I want to find out, like, how do we find out what happened to her? Like, you know, like, did she die? Because, you know, a lot, some of these people must be dead, but, you know. So tell me what's up with that.
She's going on Maury Povich.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand Flo from that goddamn progressive bullshit commercial.
So overrated.
I fucking hate her. I really do. But I like that picture somebody posted with her with a dick.
She's a bottom.
I can't stand Flo. That is just like so dumb. It's not answering. They must have fucking blocked us. Fucking Scientology assholes. Fucking assholes. All right. That's not nice. Why aren't you ladies talking? What? I feel like I'm the only person talking.
Because I thought you were fucking calling. This Scientology bullshit. You called something that actually works.
Well, I'm trying to.
And I'm doing a grum on a Sunday. Whoa, this whoa. Is the blessed Lord's day. And I wanted to tell you all about the things that have been happening with me, but you don't care.
The most blessed thing you can do on the Lord's day is...
You don't even care.
Okay, this is the L.A. church.
I don't got no time. Who is this? What is this?
No.
Motherfucking assholes. God damn it. Swing.
They're busy blowing.
Tom Cruise. Here's a different phone number. Hold on. There's a lot of numbies here.
Church Scientology, Los Angeles, help you.
Hi. I was in there the other day. Y'all had like a reading on the street, and I did one of the tests, and I was wondering, what would I get for like a book or something? My husband told me that y'all had a book I could get to start out with.
Okay, yeah, we have tons. Did you say a specific one?
No, I've never, you know, that was the first time I've ever, you know, stopped or did anything. I was just passing by. It was what did he say? I know I wrote it down here somewhere. Dianetics. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay, so... is that what... What I'm saying is, honey... is that what I... Is that how you start?
Yeah, a lot of people, when they first start, they get that book, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And what's your name?
Sissy Mutton.
Sissy Mutton?
Yes. And my husband's been there before. Roger Mutton. I don't know if you know him.
Roger Mutton. All right, let me get someone to help you. One moment. Hello?
can I help you?
Hi, she told me she was getting somebody to help me.
Yes, this is Mercedes.
Oh, hi.
Hi, may I ask who I'm talking to?
Sissy. I did one of the y'all's things the other day, and I was calling back because my husband... Hold on, let me get that paper. Hold on one second. My husband, I came home and told him. He said he's been by there before, and he told me he Dianetics. And like I told her, I don't know if that's what I'm... Am I supposed to get that for, like, forget? Like, is that like the Bible, or is that the, you know, is that the starting thing?
Yeah, that's like what you start with, the Dianetics book in the class, and you just start reading. Like studying it, making sure that you understand it, so that you learn all about the mind and what the mind is doing to the body.
Okay, write that down. Okay, so I just need the book. And is there a class today? I'm free today.
Well, there's a class that comes with the book. Do you live far away from Los Angeles?
About 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, basically the class you schedule whenever you can come, like in the week. We're open 7 days a week, but it's best if you can't keep a regular schedule to do the class from home. Okay? How that works is you're going to study 3 chapters of the book and then answer about 8 questions and go from there.
Okay. Okay. Is this...
What was your name again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Sissy Mutton. My husband's Roger Mutton. He's been in there before.
Okay. Good. And so do you want to, basically the total for the book in the class is only $57.25 for everything.
Okay.
Do you want a card?
Yeah. And is this a, my thing is, let's see. Like, how does this work? Like, how do I start coming there, though? Because, you know, yesterday I came there.
Well, you can...
Like, me doing this, is this not making me a part of...
Absolutely
church?
It is. Can you come in down every Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, I want to, you know. I enjoyed it yesterday. It was relaxing.
Good. So then absolutely come down every time you can. What I can do is just put you on the class here instead of the one from home. Okay?
I prefer that.
Yeah, that's totally fine. And today, did you sleep well last night?
Yeah, kind of.
How many hours of sleep did you have?
About 4. I mean, I normally get about 5. I'm 67, honey.
Okay. Just come on down. Just make sure you eat and just come on down, and then we're going to put you on the class here to come and study here.
Okay. Does it matter? I mean, should I wait? Does it matter about, like, does that matter, the sleep?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And today we have a brunch.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really good brunch, totally free with waffles and sprinkles and everything.
Oh, bagels. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, it sounds something interesting. Like I said, I did it yesterday, and I don't know. It's just something, you know. We were just walking by, and y'all had that thing, and I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Good. Do you wanna? What time are you guys planning on coming down?
Did you want? I mean, I'm not sure if he's free. It might just be me. It won't be my husband.
Totally fine. What time can you be down here?
Trying to see. could probably make it. Is 11 too late? Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Is 11 too late?
11 is perfect.
Oh, yeah, I can make it by 11. I'll just go to the gym tomorrow.
Yes, go to the gym tomorrow. So your number is 661-748-0240?
Yes.
Okay, Sissany, so I'll see you at 11 a.m. sharp, yeah? Don't be late. Hello?
What is your name?
Mercedes.
Okay, and you'll be the... I mean, is there going to be a lot of people? You'll be there because I know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just get nervous with groups and stuff and me being older. And, you know, it's just... I mean, I wouldn't feel like that if my husband was there. But and do I need to wear, like... church attire, like a hat and chiffon sandal, or should I? Is this cat? Like, what is the dress code?
You can
wear
whatever you want.
A chiffon
obviously
brooch.
You don't wear, like, you know, inappropriate dress. But you don't have to dress any particular way. It's totally fine.
And your celebrities come, so I mean, I want to be dressed nice. I don't want to look nasty.
Yeah, you can dress, okay. Just put on a nice dress. Like, you know, we have a bunch of ladies that are coming in at 12 for our Sunday service, too. And I'm sure you'll get along with them. They're really nice.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to wear some chiffon. I think that'll be really nice. And I'll just wait to eat until I get there since you said there was a brunch.
Yeah, totally. So be here at 11. And I'll see you then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's so nice, the Dianetics group and all this. I thought that was, you know, a procedure that you get when you got bad blood. Dianetic.
See, she wanted you to do it over the phone so she could get your money.
Isn't that what Nikki got?
What?
That big black woman on...
I know who Nikki is, but what has that got to do with Dianetics?
She got Dianetics in the hospital.
That's
you
dialysis. That's dialysis.
Oh.
Oh, it's not the same?
How much did you sleep last night?
Yes.
Did you eat? Like,
oh, no, that doesn't matter. Then why did you fucking
did you eat? Because you wanted to say if you slept really well, oh, that's because of the, you know, the grum holder that you did.
What?
So amazing.
What? You know, they make them eat because it's always keeping endorphins, so they're always happy.
She knew you were full of shit when she asked about your phone number, and you're like, mm-hmm, and you never gave it to her.
No, because...
And that's a Skype phone number.
She didn't know that, though.
What?
She doesn't know it's a Skype phone number.
Mm-hmm. They probably got it in their computer from being prank called by a billion people.
Well, that's possible.
And then she got yelled at.
And now they're going to come get you. They're going to come, hi, honey. Hi, honey.
They're going to stand outside your house when you're looking at the ducks with video cameras just cheaters. Recording you, trying to make you
right.
Gotta
put on my cheaters.
You're an SP. Cheaters.
Hi, honey.
Next time, I'll just do a Sylvia Brown call.
You don't do that in my room, because I'll ask you what's wrong with your neck. She's one of these people that was like, believers walk around going...
Sylvia Brown versus Scientology versus West Baptist Church.
Versus Tiesto and...
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice, I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of. With one big war whoop,
hi, honey.
Dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother. She just, gorgeous woman my grandmother was, with steel blue eyes.
And a class. And said, it's a good deal.
Pick up the radish and the carrot and go on.
Hi, honey.
Newstreamer 67 hi, honey. Said, should you bring a dish? That'd have been good. Oh, I'm going to bring my pizza.
Listen,
about these Ustream people. Please change it to a real name. I can't deal with these Ustreamer and then the numbers. You don't have to be, use your real name. Just use any name. But not Ustreamer dash. Rand-674-61. How are we supposed to refer to you?
I approached.
Okay. Rand and Rand.
I want to join the Sea Org.
That would have been better.
I want to go to sea. I need to go to sea.
Seaman.
Oh, let's I got to get away from my family and the church. Got to go to sea.
Now you gave me an idea.
What? Calling the Sea Org?
We're going to call the one in Amsterdam.
Oh.
And guess to join the Sea Org there, because they're high there, so it's different. And I've walked by there so many times. I used to walk by there when I was high all the time. Once I even went in there, actually. Well, this is like 20 years ago, and I'm like, can I have
your
book?
Did you get one of the tests?
They wanted to test me. I didn't let them. And they gave me the book, and I threw it out. I like ripped it up and threw it out my window.
Front of them?
Not in front of them. I was a bit on drugs back then. A lot of drugs.
That's why you should have ate it in front of them. I can taste Hubbard.
Okay, so talk slowly. These people are foreign, but they all speak English. Shh. Quiet. Ask about sea work.
St. Lucie Kerk, Amsterdam. Goedavond.
Hello, Claire. I've been in town vacationing, and the other day one of your girls had tested me outside.
Sorry, what can I do for you?
I was wanting to know about getting another session. One of the girls, the late Silver Brown, introduced me to Scientology for Bogey Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, like, what would be a good thing for me to do to join, or...
You want to go in session?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And you had done sessions before?
One time.
One time.
Yeah, it was a black man gave me the session.
A Dianetic session.
Yeah, it caused confession.
Okay. And you live in Amsterdam now?
Vacation.
Vacation.
Just hopping around different places. Vacation for 6 months. Trying to find myself, really. My husband passed away. Insurance money, you know, estate sale, gold.
Okay. And where do you stay now?
Right now I'm staying in a hostel. Pulitzer.
Ah, okay.
Pulitzer. Hotel Pulitzer, do you know where that is?
No.
Wow.
Okay.
Judy Garland. Rita Haywood.
And what is your original org or your original country?
United States of America.
Okay. Okay. Let me check. One moment.
Now, why do they get good music?
Charity, so asymmetrical. She looks like a frisbee that when it's turning. So, remind me to tell you about the DirecTV horse ad.
My duty home.
Yeah.
Charity's running right now on the TV in Scientology, and she's losing her wings, and she falls, but then the grace of God lifts her.
Do duty. Yeah.
Help her getting donations.
Oh, I farted, huh?
Take these broken wings.
Why do you think she put you in hold? I don't think she needed to.
On the freeway.
Oh. The freeway.
Riding on the freeway. And I'm learning a pink. They're listening to us now.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's only one of us. We just have three voices, honey. That's why we need auditing. We need to become one. Change the title on this. Deborah, I thought you had to work.
I do.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you can come just to the org one day, and then we can figure out if you can just go right then in session, or we make an appointment for you.
Okay. And do we go to C, or?
Do we go to what?
You said the org. Is this the C org?
No, it's the class 5 org.
Okay. And how much will I need to bring? Do I need to bring cash, or will you take American Express?
No, it's euros. So I don't know if you...
Do you have an ATM?
An ATM? Yeah, not here, but in the supermarket nearby.
How many of those, the ones... I'm so bad with it. I just pay everything with my Black American Express. I just...
Okay. One moment. I ask how much it is. I don't know. One moment. Yes, Anna? Een kost een
dynetic sessie.
Ja, kan je een, hoe ga je dat doen? Moet je gewoon 5 uur doen, toch?
5 uur?
You can buy 5 hours of dynetics auditing.
So how many euros, though?
That's 150. Do you take gold?
Do y'all take gold?
Gold?
Yeah.
No. We cannot do anything with it here.
I mean, I can bring it if you can swap it. Spit or poop?
I don't know if we can change that into normal money. You know, I never did it, and I never hear that we did it in the past. So I don't know. Yeah.
Stromkut.
It's easier to bring just...
Hey!
The money.
Okay, so I'm writing that down.
So it's in the center of the city in Amsterdam.
Okay, and, okay, how many euros, though, do I get out of the ATM is my question.
5 hours of auditing is 115 euros.
Okay, so get out 200, including tip, probably.
You have to bring what?
Tip.
I ain't gonna hurt you. Would you be this hurt? Would you be this hurt?
I'm sorry. I went to y'all's website. It was so loud.
I didn't hear you anymore. It's in the center of the city, and the 5 hours of auditing is 115 euros.
Okay, well. And do spit or poop? Spit or poop? Terringlier. I'm trying to use the... I got a handbook for y'all's language.
Okay.
Chiffon. Is that right? Oh. Chiffon, snickle, goddam. Dog a coin. Jewish coin.
Jewish?
Nay. Anay.
You can make from your dollars euros, right?
Yes. Jewish coin, nay, snickle, go down, chiffon. Chiffon, chiffon. Can I pay you in weed?
Okay, so can you come to the org then one day?
Girls. If the girls were here on vacation for the school for girls, I can come today.
No, today's not possible anymore.
Why?
Because it's Sunday night, people go home.
Paying good money. I'll make a call to David, but you won't go home then.
See, the screaming did it. Because it's so horrible, you can't do it.
And unrealistic.
Well, Max probably ran out of money. That's why she had to end it.
Yeah.
Strong
yeah.
coach.
Strong chiffon, coach. Chiffon, good
okay,
good
Deborah, job. I don't know why she didn't understand. Your Dutch was perfect. Spitter yeah. poop. Spitter poop. She should have or is it splatter
what
poop?
What is it?
It's like diarrhea. Spitter poop. Spitter poop.
It's literal.
It's like what Deborah, what Cheryl does in the turn.
What I had earlier. Yeah.
Spitter poop.
Spitter poop.
A tearing liar is
so good.
Means
that
you
chili?
Have tuberculosis.
Chili is hot. Ooh, look at that.
Oh my God, my vagina. So what? You have to leave now, right, Deborah? So we're done.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Thank God.
Had a wonderful time.
I'm glad because now we don't.
What about the bendy honey?
Hold on.
We ain't been paid for years.
We. You haven't done a grum in years, you stupid cunt. Jesus. Hello?
Hello?
On the freeway. Yeah,
so if we had an Apple Watch, we could just run Skype on it, and then we could actually go into the Scientology place.
Oh, I did
it? It about 20 minutes.
I didn't mention.
Or if you ran Chrome on your Apple Watch, it would last about 2 minutes. Apparently Chrome, you know, it makes my battery work really well.
I forgot to mention, I'm working on setting up a Kickstarter.
Why? So fun me.
Not for you. Because the production is very expensive.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
It is. Do you know how
Are
much I spend every
video?
Month? Record? Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how they do the Kickstarter videos where they copy Apple and they do the side profile with the light music high?
No,
I'm Madge Weinstein. I've been podcasting for 22 years.
Okay.
And I got sued. And then...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Adam Curry's ugly and really bad.
So the last time we had a quote payment was March 1st. It is now April 12th.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened, Cindy?
Okay. I know we're going to read it once. Payment. If you miss it, you don't get it. So shut the fuck up.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to read the dates too so you don't get because I know you're an idiot. March 13th, Dux Lurie, speaking of Dutch, $5. March 14th, Brian P., $15.
Yep.
Momulapse. Hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Apple Watch.
Snickers, bitch.
Snicker, no more line.
Well, at least we got started on something new, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Going up in the world.
Yeah. They're going to catch on sooner than Noah Board, I have That's a feeling.
Right. You think?
I
wouldn't count on
that
it. Okay, March 16th, Sarah H., $20.
Oh.
March 21st, Nate B., $35.
Oh.
He writes a note. I got gays. Yeast Radio has been a part of my life since 2005. I love you girls, even though it really was just me in 2005. You're like old friends. Also, if you could request the Troy Chambers display some more sexy photos in the Golden Circle, that would be very much appreciated. Get fucked.
Yes.
Good suggestion. Kelly S., 25 on March 21st. Justin D, $5, March 24th. Okay. One moment. That was March 24th. Hold on. God, this PayPal interface sucks ass. Okay, hold on. Hold on. March 24th, Joshua V, $5. March 24th, Pickle, $5. Mid-gay grum donation. That was for a grum Cheryl wasn't in, of course, but I guess she's a mafia, so she still gets to share. Okay, Jeff S., $10. Bradley R., $5. Pickle, $10. I was always big. Erica K., $10. From Swiggy, from Madge only, her birthday. Sorry, it's not more. Take off that. Subtract
which
that.
Which one?
That 10 I just told you from Erica K. Take it off. It's not for you.
Come on.
Okay. $5, Daniel K. Jason P., $10. Oh. Edith Bunk Whore, $25. Claire S., $10. Nicholas J., $5. Gareth E., $10.
Yeah.
Anonymous Snickers Bar, $15. Mike V., who still hasn't showed us his penis, $12. Pickle, $10. Pickle wrote, Mike V. wrote, for Mad Cheryl and Debbie with love, Mike Val XO. Oh, and here, P.S., here's my penis, but I'm not going to show you, only Madge. It's huge. It's huge. Wow, that's huge. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is so big. And it's like weird because it's kind of bent a little bit to the side, but the head is like, I'd say 6 inches around. And it's one of those mushroom cap semi-circumcisions. Anyway.
Oh, I can see. And you can dock 3 Apple Watches on it.
I don't even know. I think you'd need an extra band. You'd have to cook them together. Anyway, what was the last one I read you, Cheryl? Pickle?
Mike V.
Did I read Pickle for 10?
Yeah.
And then Brendan for $2.99, the last one, my new stalker.
Okay.
And that's it.
It's all since March.
And Brendan wrote, at least I don't drink urine from the public restroom, which is really, you know. Anyway, I am working on a Kickstarter, so I'll let you know more when I have that information. We're working on the levels, and the levels are going to be different kinds of abortions. So the first level is contraception. The second one is morning after pill, then I think we have chemical abortion, coat hanger, DNC, partial birth, and I'm
post-birth murder.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do that.
Okay, so each, it's $81.
A nice dip.
66 cents.
How much?
$81 and 66 cents.
Oh, that's good, because that means I have enough for once. I didn't spend it all. 81 cities. Hold on. Send money. Let me do this.
Sissy money.
That's a good
name. That was a good name. Good name.
Sissy mutton. So realistic, you know?
Sissini mutton.
Sissy mutton.
Sissy.
Sissy.
81 what?
$81 and 66.
They call me Sissy
Martin. Or you can just round it up to 8166.
Or I could round down by charging you the fees that they charge me, but I don't do that. That's why I need a Kickstarter.
Or round it up to $349.99.
Or get fucked. Okay, that's I sent Deborah's. Deborah's should have hers. Shut up, Cheryl. Just shut up. I haven't even sent your money, and you're already going on and on. Just shut up. We didn't even talk about nice things today. Cheryl, we should have a girl talk.
Talk about your DirecTV thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. This will be real quick.
I'm listening, but I'm brushing my teeth. I'm going to mute.
Oh, shit. I pressed the wrong goddamn button.
Oh, you send me too much? That's all right.
No, I need to...
Let it go. Let me out.
Fine. Okay, that should do it. All right, so... Oh, wait. Fuck. Some information is incomplete. No shipping. Hate me.
No, I don't need you to ship. No. I don't want no pube.
I need a duty piece. Okay, so this is so weird. So I was watching, like, some, you know, some TV show yesterday, and there was a commercial because it was like... you know, it has commercials sometimes on demand. So
why'd you send me 78?
I didn't.
No.
8166. Okay. Yeah. Maybe they took out money. Did they?
What did you do?
I sent out 8166.
Did you not do it as a friend?
Right. I did it as goods and services.
Why'd you do that?
A mistake.
$78.99.
Yeah, now you know how I get ripped off every fucking donation I get.
Why'd you give them $2.67 for nothing?
Yep, dude.
Did you overdraft your PayPal account, Cheryl?
Cheryl, this is your fault.
Should I issue a refund?
No. You just have to live with it.
Why did you do that?
Because I pressed for goods and services instead of...
Well, how do you fix it?
How much do I owe you?
$10.67.
Okay, well, that's what you get deducted for not being on the grum with Deborah. Yeah, so I think that's fair.
Well, what about when she wasn't on the grum with me?
When was that?
It's fine.
What was that?
I hate PayPal. Why are we supporting them?
I pressed the wrong button, Cheryl. Next time I'll give you $2 extra as long as you complain about it. Now, let's discuss DirecTV. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is so watching a commercial for DirecTV, if I didn't know better, I would think I was on drugs, but I'm not. But like, so I'm watching this show and they show a woman with a horse and a carrot on this commercial and she's wearing a bikini and she's like, oh, I don't even remember what the dialogue was, but she's like, oh, Mr. Horse, I just like DirecTV because it has better customer satisfaction. He's like, oh, really? I just came back from a show in Tijuana. And they were doing like all this like sexual horse fucking innuendo on a DirecTV commercial. Let me see if I can find it. Because I didn't tell it because I don't ever remember. I hate myself.
It makes me hard.
Does it? DirecTV horse commercial. I mean, it was like, I couldn't believe it was so... Oh, here it is. Hannah Davis and her horse. I'm just going to play the audio. Clairaudient means you can hear your guide. Now I'll play the video, too. Hang on. Oh, there's a fucking
Nexium,
ad.
24 hours.
Goddamn Ustream. All this shit has fucking goddamn...
I won't tell you again.
What? Get complete what? Protection.
How to fix it.
Oh, shut up. I love complaining.
Here. Did you know that DirecTV rated higher than cable in customer satisfaction for the 14th year in a row? But don't just take my word for it. Take it straight from my horse's mouth.
Yes, she's right. Anyway, back to my story. So there I was in Tijuana when this guy comes up to me and says, how would you like to be in showbiz? And that's how I met Dickie Wittenberger. A horrible agent, but a beautiful man.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Okay. Do you
what
see
what's that supposed to mean?
It's a woman. Tijuana is where they have donkey shows and horse shows.
What's a donkey show? They have sex with it.
Yes, you fucking moron. Have you been on this earth more than 3 seconds? How do you not know about the donkey shows, Deborah Teller?
Well, there was this one time that they told me I was going to do a donkey show.
But you're laughing.
They told me I was going to do one, and then I don't remember anything after that, so I wasn't sure what happened, but I don't ask questions.
Okay, well, you can Google 2015 Hannah Davis and her horse, DirecTV commercial.
No.
Because it's weird. Deborah, didn't you think that was a bit weird? Like, what? Like, and nobody's talking about it? Like, this is so obviously, like... You know, like
children.
It's fucking bestiality on a commercial for DirecTV, and nobody cares. You know, but like Bill Cosby rapes a few dozen women, and then everybody goes up in arms.
Yeah, Barbara Bush.
What are you doing, Deborah? Brushing your teeth? You shouldn't brush your teeth on a grum. That's disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Deborah or Cheryl, I'll give you the money next time. I know you need that money really badly because of your OCD.
Yeah.
Oh, she's getting her wings removed right now as I talk.
She looks like she got no teeth.
How on earth how do they take those wings off without making her bleed to death? That's amazing to me.
He says, and you'll see, right? He's going to say something about how many blood vessels they have to tie off. They tie it off. here, like, tie off about 400 feet, 500 foot vessel before we get the mess off. And there will
before
be
we
a
what?
Lot of fluid loss with the surgery.
Don't use his accent. I can't understand you.
There were subtitles for him.
What did he say? Man, this thing is huge?
Man, this thing...
I have a good nose garden impersonation.
Chase, you're going to have to lose about 50 pounds before can you lose the weight so that we know he mean business. I take off the angel wing from Charity. Charity have a lot of work to do, but I think she motivated and can pay for surgery.
What does it smell? Do you see that smoke?
Yeah, I seen it.
Man, this thing holds water.
is that what the title said? Oh, there's the garbage. I love that. That's my favorite shot. The nurse who's holding the garbage bag looks like she's about to puke.
He used to have this nurse working for him, she was so inappropriate and loud.
Oh my God! Look at the Frankenstein fat sewing. The wing scars.
Her fiance.
Can you imagine? Like you're in the gym and you have these giant wing scars. Like what's that? Oh, them's just my wings. Who the fuck
is he? Oh yeah, yeah. Put it in that bag. Yeah.
Do you think he was fucking her folds?
They weigh it.
Char, how was he fucking her? Charl?
I don't think he does. It's her son.
What the fuck does he do? Just jizz on her face? I mean, seriously. Well, there was an interview. You can
after she sits on the commode, she sits on the couch on the towels and the white towels, and then she gets up and moves to her bed and rolls over. He sniffs the white towel, jizzes on it, and then he wipes her off on the bed.
Who's her hot trainer in this scene?
Hot trainer
or the nurse?
I am Dr. Now's garden, and Charity, she's going to have a lot of weight. Hello, Che. I don't think you're taking it very seriously because you lost only 2 pounds. So I'm going to send you to therapy.
They have so much money, and then you see Dr. Now's garden's office.
Now's garden.
And it's this piece of shit. Look at this hospital with the paintings, real paintings. Like a gallery.
You're going to have to go to therapy.
Okay, scene, therapy session. How hi, Che. Why are you so fat? Oh, my mom raped me. Oh, okay. Here, have some chips. Okay, thanks. My grandma died. What about Che? Did you see Che?
I thought it was going to be fat that they shipped to her.
No, they ship it to Oprah so she can fry butter in it. Did you see Che? Like, Che's mother's a lesbian. And also, Che is the next fatty after Charity.
Oh, I didn't see. I haven't seen any of the other ones yet.
He's only 21. His mother's a lesbian. And he's fat because of his mother. And he just eats a lot of fried food. And his grandmother dies because he's too fat to give her CPR.
1080p.
This fatty grum is amazing. But I think they really cause people to... I think people get fat for the grum.
You think so?
Deborah, are you done? Are you gone? I think Deborah's gone.
Debbie?
She got to go to work.
No, she don't.
No, she does. She's going to Houston to interview with Dr. Nausgarten.
What do you mean?
She's actually competing with me for a job.
What?
And Griselda, too. Well, Griselda's getting a degree in nutrition because she wants to get involved with Dr. Nausgarten in a romantic way.
Romantic love?
Romantic love. No.
What do you mean? Romantic
love. Romantic love.
Do you think Manson for one moment thinks he's wrong?
No.
Nah.
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice.
So
I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of. With one big war whoop, dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother. She just,
it is
gorgeous
an irregular
woman my grandmother was, with steel blue eyes, and looked at me and said, pick up the radish and the carrot and go on.
Please wear a diaphragm all the time.
All right.
Excuse me?
Just looking at some old stuff.
Work that lapse, whore. Shove it up my ass.
Yes, yes.
Work that lapse.
Yeah.
Please, not that.
What?
That word you used. I heard it.
I didn't use any word.
There's some new movie coming out about a guy with Tourette's syndrome who looks awful. Andy, my point is just this. your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories, at least. Go for it.
Oh, my.
It's the most interesting thing that's happened in this.
Did you hear me, then?
Are you in your own room, or do you share a room with Mother?
I have my own fucking room, you stupid bitch. I swear to God, I would sit on your face.
You're making whale plumbing sounds. You have water? Sewage treatment?
At around that same age, I discovered that I had the disgusting, involuntary ability to see inside people, including Madame Helena Blavatsky, my married name, will now demonstrate her psychic ability by giving readings to any of you who care to volunteer. My way of condensing, expressing, and celebrating everything I learned through all of that was to found my own church, Nova Spiritus, or New Spirit. Just one example is Matthew chapter 17. Jesus was talking to Peter, James, and John and said, "Frankly, whether it's reincarnation or a purple-spotted giraffe, if it improves people's physical and emotional health, I want to learn everything about it that there is to know. Let's check it out."
Weren't you asking about that clip a long time ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I guess Debbie's done.
What's that wheeze?
Well, I guess we're done with the Grom.
I guess so.
Thanks for having me. And we'll talk again.
I was in my bedroom brushing my hair, playing with my fleshlight.
Yeah.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Squish sound. Yeah.
Squish.
Yeah, right. All right, audience. I would love to stay in track. However, I ain't because I got stuff to do.
Where's my purse?
But I can play a nice song for you in the meanwhile, maybe. Before I end. Let me change the stream. Let's see here. Let's see. Here we go.
Standing in the dock at Southampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the mask says, "You've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me.
Sorry, I'm done. Bye.